My name is Dan Palmer. I am 16 years old. Today is the day after Thanksgiving 2017, and I'm speaking with my grandmother. Her name is
Nazar Awad.
Nazar Awad is my mother's mother, and we are recording this in Albany, New York, but she actually lives in Syracuse. So, where were you born, and what was your childhood like when you were where were you born?
I was born in Palestine. It used to be Palestine. Not anymore, mm-hmm. you know. And then my parents, they were refugees. Mm-hmm. They moved 1948 from Palestine or 47 to Jordan. And I was raised, and all my life we lived in Jordan, in Amman, Jordan.
Okay. What were your parents like?
My parents were very nice to us. Mm-hmm. My father, he was the only supporter to the family. My mother, she raised 9 kids.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 girls and 2 boys. Mm-hmm. And she was the one who cooks and clean for us. And my father is the only one who support us.
Oh, okay.
Financially, I mean.
Yep. So you mentioned that your mother had to raise a big family. So what was it like to live in a family of that size?
Well, it's nice in the holidays to be around all your sisters
yeah.
and brothers. But at the same time, it's like we used to have a small house, not like these days,
mm-hmm.
because we don't have the extra money at that time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like we used to share rooms together,
yeah.
and even, you know, we can't have everything we want, you know,
mm-hmm.
like toys and other stuff.
Yeah. So when you were a child, you went to school. So what was it, what are some things you remember about school?
I went to school to a boarding school.
A boarding school.
It was a nun school, German nuns.
Mm-hmm.
It's the school, it's up till now, you know, in Beit Jala, next to Bethlehem,
mm-hmm.
that school. And they used to teach Arabic, English, and German language.
Okay.
I stayed there almost 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, then I came back to Amman to live with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished my education in Amman, Jordan, till up to high school there.
Okay. Did you like school when you were a child? Or?
I like it in a way. You know how it is when they give you, it's not easy. They used to give us homework 2-3 hours a night.
Oh, okay.
then like, especially for example, poems.
Poems?
We have to know them by heart. It's
mm-hmm.
not like, so we keep learning about how to, you know, to know them by heart for,
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you remember when you found out you were going to be a mother or a father or a mother?
A mother.
A mother.
I was so happy. We lived in Amman, Jordan at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I met your grandfather there in
uh-huh.
the school. He was a teacher with me. And I was very happy to have a baby at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lucky we have your mother.
Yeah.
We have Rania.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Has being a parent really like taught?
It's hard to be
it's
a
hard.
Parent.
It's hard
know?
At first.
It's hard at first how to bathe the baby, how to feed the
yeah.
baby. If he cries, you don't know what's wrong with the baby, if she's hurt or she's hungry or, you know.
Yeah.
It takes time till I get used to it.
Mm-hmm. So what was my mother like growing up?
Your mother, she wasn't very easy.
Wasn't easy?
Yeah, she used to cry sometimes,
yeah.
you know, a lot. Other than that, you know, she was so sweet,
mm-hmm.
but she get like, sometimes she was stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's stubborn.
You
know, she
yeah.
she wants her way.
Yeah.
Even when she grow up, you know.
Yeah. So what were her brothers like? What were Ramiz and Nanda like?
Yeah, your uncles, they were easier. In a way, all of them, the three of them,
mm-hmm.
we have no problem. Like other parents with their children,
yeah.
like drugs or alcohol or these things, I never had any problem, or they don't cause us anything like mm-hmm. that, you know.
Yeah.
Ramiz, you know, he likes, they used to fight as boys in the house. Ned, the youngest, he used to defend himself by his hand, and the older one by his mouth.
Yeah. Do you remember any like favorite stories or anything you have of them? Do you remember like any?
Oh, one time they used to fight with each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So one time I said, "That's it. I'm gonna hit you or punish you
yeah.
if you fight again."
Mm-hmm.
So I was washing dishes
mm-hmm.
and I hear them fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I went running to the family room. There was nobody in the family room. Except the recorder.
Oh.
They record a fight
really?
And put it in the family room. And they were upstairs laughing at me.
Oh, really? That's funny. So what did you imagine your life would be like when you were a child or a teenager?
In the old country where we're from, it's not like here. Here much easier for a
uh-huh.
child to grow. To give them here, you have more opportunity for
mm-hmm.
a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, it's not that easy.
Yeah.
Because too many in the country, there was too many different. It's not from the same country.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people come from other countries and live in Jordan, like
uh-huh.
come from Iraq, come from Syria, come from Lebanon. So it become like a mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like your own people or your. So we were. My father, he was a very strict man.
Yeah.
He won't allow us to go places that we shouldn't go.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to know where we go and when we come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he gives us time that we have to be home a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So did you think that you'd be living there all your life, or were you kind of expecting to move to America?
Well, when I get married, we were living in a boarding school,
uh-huh.
you know, we were lucky that the school gave us a house there. So there was very easy for me and my husband, no transportation, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like walking distance to go. Wherever we want in that place, and we were happy until like kind of civil war started there,
mm-hmm.
and we don't feel comfortable and safe in the area.
Okay.
So my sister was in United States before me. She said, "You want me to make a visa for you
mm-hmm.
to come?" We said, yeah.
What sister was that?
Noha. She make a visa for us.
Mm-hmm.
And within 3 months, we got the visa.
Oh, wow.
Only 3 months it took.
Wow.
At that time, it was 1971.
Mm-hmm.
1971. And we came to United States in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
And we are happy, very happy
yeah.
here. Happy and safe.
Mm-hmm. So do you know any of, like, traditions in our family, in the Owayad family, that's or the Daya family that have been passed down, or that you've done, like maybe.
It's our culture, you mean, or?
Yeah, kind of like culture.
Yeah, you know that we are like from the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
and most of the people there, we like the family to stick together,
mm-hmm.
cousins, uncles, aunts,
mm-hmm.
like. This is very important to the family
mm-hmm.
to be together in holidays,
mm-hmm.
any occasion, and that's our tradition,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that's just how it's always been.
Yeah. This is even at my mother's time.
Yeah.
You know.
So you mentioned holidays. What are some of your favorite family holidays or like religious holidays?
My favorite religious holiday is Easter.
Easter.
Especially back home, we mm-hmm. used to go to church the whole week from Monday till Easter. Every night to church,
mm-hmm.
and it's very emotional, and you feel like God's presence in the church,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even Christmas, it's not here. I think it's more commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, like maybe if we are lucky to have one gift when
yeah.
I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, when a little toy, I was so happy. Here, you give the kids 10 of them, and they're not satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would say that religion's really played a big role in your life?
Yeah, yeah. Because we are like the minority. We are maybe like 10%
mm-hmm.
or 11%
of Palestine.
Christian in Palestine or in Jordan.
Okay.
You know, the majority are Muslims,
mm-hmm.
and we are the what you call it, minority.
Minority.
We are the minority. We have to stick together and to, so we have to go to church and stick with religion and
mm-hmm.
Learn about our the Bible and our faith.
Okay. That's interesting. So of all of the family members that you've either known or either maybe heard stories about, who do you think has lived like the most interesting life, or like
from my family?
Yeah, from your family, or maybe just people that you've known. Who do you think's lived like a really interesting life?
It's I don't know what to tell you about that.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has your grandfather. He was a very interesting man.
Mm-hmm.
He was loving, caring. Everybody loved him. You
mm-hmm.
know, he liked to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, in Salve, New York,
yeah.
mostly, the whole village knows about him.
They
know him personally. You know,
mm-hmm.
and he was a very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you know any like jobs that people of your family have held, like the Daya family have held, or even like other wives, like any?
Yeah, your grandfather, when we came to this country, he
mm-hmm.
worked in a factory.
Oh, okay.
For maybe a year or two,
mm-hmm.
or a couple of years. Then we went to Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
We opened our own business with a friend of us from back home,
mm-hmm.
a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We stay over there 1 year. The business was great, but you know, we have no family there.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to come back to Syracuse because all my family are here,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Syracuse. So we opened a business here in Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks God, we did well.
Yeah.
And we raised 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
We sent them to school.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a doctor,
yeah.
the other one. And my daughter, she's a speech therapist,
mm-hmm.
Danny's mother, and my youngest, he's an engineer
mm-hmm.
with 3 degrees maybe, he got 3 degrees,
wow.
yeah. And thanks God for that.
Mm-hmm. So, trying to think of a good question. Okay, So, do you have really, like, any important lessons that you've learned that you would like to share? Or, like, important life lessons, maybe?
I appreciate that we were so lucky that we came to this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we are 3 beautiful children,
mm-hmm.
successful. And I would like the whole world to live in peace,
mm-hmm.
love each other, no
mm-hmm.
wars,
yeah.
no troubles,
mm-hmm.
and to be kind to each other and help each other if
mm-hmm.
they need it.
So you kind of, it's just a good like life lesson, yeah. So who do you think's really been the nicest person to you? Who's really been the kindest to you?
You are one of them.
I'm one of them.
You are one of them, and all Everybody's nice, you know. I can't name somebody and ignore the other.
Yeah.
All of them nice, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to share, like, a happy memory with me? Like, a really happy memory that you might have?
Happy memory. The happy memories when you get born,
yeah.
You and George.
Mm-hmm.
It was so happy. Mm-hmm. I came running from Syracuse.
Oh, yeah.
The minute I know your mother, she's in labor. And then when Gabby and Sam
were born,
I was so happy. You know, there is a lot of nice memories, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother's wedding, your uncle's wedding, your uncle's graduation as a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of my highest, nicest memories.
Yeah. So those were kind of like, almost, do you feel like they were achievements? Like
It was like...
Very happy.
Very happy.
Can you tell me about, like, maybe one particular person who's been really important to you? Like one person in particular?
I can name one person to us.
Yeah.
You know, I have like 3 children,
mm-hmm.
and they are so important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And your father, he's so nice to us.
Yeah.
And my daughter-in-law, she's exactly like a daughter to mm-hmm. me. Everybody's nice in my mm-hmm. family. Thanks God for that.
Yeah. Is there anything your family has taught you, really? Like anything important they've taught you?
My father, he used to always tell us, always tell the truth.
Yeah.
Always be decent,
mm-hmm.
be honest to other people.
Yeah.
And this is very important in life.
Mm-hmm. So, I think you kind of already talked about it, but what are you really proudest of? You said your family being successful is one of your biggest achievements, but would you say that that's really what you're proudest of? You're really proud of your family?
I'm proud of that, and I don't know if you call it, I'm proud that we came to this country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud.
Okay, grateful?
I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better way, a better word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful that we came to this country.
Mm-hmm.
At least we live safely.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, you're just grateful for that.
I'm very grateful, yeah. To raise the kids, to raise my kids,
mm-hmm.
and everybody has a chance to be what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
In other countries, you don't have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Here, if everybody deserves a chance, and
mm-hmm.
We have our chance here.
Mm-hmm. So, talking about some of the freedoms that we have in this country, have you ever... voted in a presidential election here, or?
Yeah, I voted, you know.
But you didn't, you haven't voted in the one that was most recently, right?
No.
So, do you think politics are really important to you, or are they not really?
Politics is important to me in a way,
mm-hmm.
like we have a lot of family,
mm-hmm.
they live in the old country where it used to be Palestine,
uh-huh.
and Jordan. And sometimes I feel that they don't have the freedom or they don't have the chance to live like we do here, you
uh-huh.
know. I feel sorry for these people, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you some more questions about religion.
Yeah.
What lessons have your religious and spiritual beliefs taught you? Like when you go to church, did you have Sunday school or did you like learn?
Back home we have Sunday school.
So do they really teach you anything important about religion? Great deal.
Yeah, they teach us. They used to teach us like. A lot of verses from the Bible,
mm-hmm.
very important verses,
mm-hmm.
like from John or Matthew
mm-hmm.
or Luke. So we used to know them by heart,
yeah.
you know? And like from the, what you call it, Psalms,
mm-hmm.
we used to know not few, more than few. mm-hmm. to know them by heart when we pray. Mm-hmm. To say them.
So you said Easter was your favorite religious holiday? Okay. So back home, you worked in a boarding school, right?
Yeah.
Did you work, and is that where you met Cito, my grandfather?
Yeah, yeah.
So what was it like working there, and when did you meet him?
Well, I started working as a teacher
mm-hmm.
In this German school. It's a German school.
Mm-hmm.
It's the name of the school, Theodor Schneller School.
Mm-hmm.
Theodor Schneller School. So your grandfather, he used to work with me, but he was taking care of the boarding school when the kids go to bed or how to eat, you know.
Yeah.
But I used to go every day from the school to go back and forth to my family.
Okay.
You know, to go back every day I can. But your father, your grandfather, he used to live in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So we met there, mm-hmm. you know. And we got married
mm-hmm.
in the school.
In the school?
In the school. There is a church in the school.
Oh, wow.
It's a Lutheran church.
Okay.
Even though I was Orthodox.
Yeah.
And your father was, your grandfather, he was Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
But we married in a Lutheran church mm-hmm. in the school. And we lived there for a couple of years. Then we came back to the United States.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn from Cito? What things have you learned from him?
Your grandfather, he was so passionate mm-hmm. and loving,
mm-hmm.
easygoing,
yeah.
The opposite of me.
No.
Really.
Wow.
He got more, he never yell or scream mm-hmm. To the children. Mm-hmm. I am the loud voice
yeah.
in the house, you know.
And then you both opened a restaurant.
Yeah, we worked together in mm-hmm. the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to run the cash register.
Yeah.
And he used to cook.
Mm-hmm.
It was a carry-out place.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go back and forth when 3 o'clock I have to be home because the kids are coming from school.
Oh, yeah.
So to feed them and to stay with them. I used mm-hmm. to work like half a day.
Mm-hmm. So how would you like to be remembered? Maybe like years and years and years from now when I'm all gone and everyone's gone. How would you like to be remembered?
I hope they remember me as a good mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a good grandmother.
I think you're a great grandmother.
Thank you.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, my grandchildren,
yeah.
is there anything you'd like to share with them, any wisdom or life experiences?
Well, even though you are American, you know, everybody, we are American here,
mm-hmm.
but I hope, like, to still have, like, at least connection
mm-hmm.
with the old country and mm-hmm. remember that they're their roots are from mm-hmm. there,
mm-hmm.
and if they have a chance to go and visit the mm-hmm. Holy Land.
So things about like Arabic culture?
And Arabic.
Mm-hmm. So what are like some really special things like from Arabic culture, like that you would want them to kind of practice, like the cooking and stuff
the cooking
like that?
And the music.
The music.
The music's mm-hmm. very nice, the mm-hmm. music. And if you like to learn how to play the tabla, what you call it, durbaki,
mm-hmm.
it's a drum.
Yeah.
A drum. And they have like also other instruments like guitar, we call it oud.
Mm-hmm.
Oud.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, the oud is very well known over there, mm-hmm. over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the food is delicious,
yeah.
you know.
I'm glad we do the festival at the church every year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yes. We have the best food.
Mm-hmm. Would there really be anything you would really tell the people in later generations to do? Like, I know how you came to America and you and Cito worked really hard to get to where you are today. Is there anything like that you'd really help to make sure that they do? Kind of
I encourage my family and and your kids in the future not to be lazy and work hard. If you work hard, you will be successful. You gain whatever you want, you know. You'll have the opportunity. You can be whatever you want. If somebody is lazy, and then don't blame others. You know. You have to work hard.
Okay, Tete. Well, thank you so much for doing this for me.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've really lived an interesting life. Thank you. I'm glad you're sharing it with me.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.